doesn't have a. Still, Rabbi Yeshua was not in the Bezdin. He was, like Rashi says, the Hoyo Bezdin Yoshvin. He met him in the street and told him in the street the news. Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua that I just got finished knocking out the eye of my Yeved, and therefore my Yeved goes out free. So that's called Hoydor Shalei Bifnei Bezdin. There it's not called a good Hoydor. But maybe where he's really Moydor, maybe then you'll be Potter even if Edom come later. Rabbi Gemara about Tanya, we learned over here. Omaloi, Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, Ein but Vrecha Klum, Shekvar Hoydis. Here at Smash, real Bryce, so we had the Girsa was that the reason why we don't listen to you is because you are Maida. So the Chura Mashma, though, that it's called a good Haidor. Rashi says, Mashma, Filu, also Eidim, Boss, Achi Potter. Here at Smash, that the Haidor was a good Haidor, and Mashma, even if Eidim will come later, still you'll be Potter. So my love isn't this Tanoi, it should come out now to Machlekas Tanoim. Hi, Tana, Diyom, Shekvar, Ein, Lo, Eidim. The first Girsa that we had, that the Pshat is in Bishua said back. That you're potter, because there's no edim, so they hold moida b'kenas v'yakach bo edim estakachayif. That the only reason why the Yevah does not go out free is because there's no edim, even though he was moida. But mashma if edim would come later, then there would be alocha. The Yevah would go out free. For high tana, but the second year, so the second tana, the yom that he learns pshat over here was shekfar hoidis, that Rabbi Yeshua answered back and said, what you're saying means nothing, because you yourself were moida. So they hold. You remain potter. So here it's a machlekes tanoim about rapuna marav talocha. So Mara says maybe no. Loi, I tell you, really could be the kuli alma moide b'knas v'yachakach b'waidim mistaka potter. Could be both of them agree to rapuna marav. Both of them agree that whenever you were really moide a good haidor, that you're potter because of that haidor, you're potter liyelam. It's not called anymore. Asher shirin elohim. Benson can't be mechayed you anymore. If so, what's the machlokes over here? Overhaul kiniflagi. Hi, Tana Diyoma, Shekvar Ein Locho Edim, Savar, Chutzla Bezdin Hevei. It's the machlokes. What exactly happened? What was the story here? The first one holds that Rabbi Gamliel admitted it to Rabbi Yeshua in the street. They were walking in the street. It wasn't in front of Bezdin. So that's why it wasn't called a real good Haidor. Therefore, he said, you're potter only because there's no Edim. But if Edim would come, Edim would be Nechayev, would make the Knaf, he would go out free. Only because it wasn't a real good Haidor. But the Hachtana, the second Girsa, the second Braisa, the Yoma that they say the Girsa should be, Shekvar Haidis, that the reason why the Eved does not go out free was because you yourself admitted it. If so, so, but they hold, Bebezdin Heve, that the Maisa was when Gamliel walked into Bezdin and spoke to Rabbi Yeshua in front of Bezdin. And in front of Bezdin, Rabbi Gamliel admitted that he knocked out the eye of his Eved. Therefore, that's called the real Moida B'Knas. And therefore, even if Edom would come later, so what? There's such a p'tur, Moedah B'Knas makes a p'tur li'elam. Like before in the Gemara, we had two p'sukim for it. Ashir Shin Elohim, and then we had another p'sik. And Mimotze Tamotze Aganef. Itma, we learned like this. Moedah B'Knas, if somebody admits that he did something that's mechayif him to pay Knas. V'yachakach bo'edim, and then afterwards Edom come and say also that he did the chet, he was mezana, he was manas the isha. He was manas denaro, or else he knocked out the eye of his Eved. So Rava ma potter. We had before, so Ravuna ma Rav, that's still your potter. That Moedah B'Knas, once you're Moedah once, you're potter li'erlam. Who Shmuel lo machayiv, Shmuel says no yechayiv, when Edom come later yechayiv. So Omar Rav, Bari, Eloi, my time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? How come you talk a potter? I lo maisa later, Edom come. So now let's say he's chayiv to pay the Knas because of the Edom. Forget about his own Hoidor. We have Edom now, like in Svar, we should say like Shmuel. That now that we have Edim, Edim is being mechayiv you. So Gemara says, Rav has a pasuk that says, "Im himotzei timotzei." So we darshin, "Im himotzei bi Edim, timotzei b'dayonim." If we find you that you're a ganef because of Edim, then we'll bring you to dayonim, and then bezdin we mechayiv you to pay the kenas, to pay kefil. But prat, this comes to exclude l'mashiyas atzmoi, that if you admit to yourself that you made a geneva, you're potter from paying kefil. The kenas you're potter. Now, lomeli, what do I need this pasuk for? We have already a pasuk that says, Mayasher Yashian Elohim Nafka. And the pasuk says, only if Bezdin is Mechayiv, you can ask that you have to pay. But if you admit yourself, you're potter. So what do we need the second pasuk for? Mimotzei Timotzei Elishma Mina. The second pasuk comes to teach us that the Moedah B'Knas, but the Chiddush is, V'yachakach Bo'edim, still you're potter. From the first pasuk, Mayasher Yashian Elohim, I would only know that if you are Moedah yourself, we can't be Mechayiv you. But maybe if Edom come later, you are chayiv. That's why I need the second pasuk in Mimotzei Timotzei, that once you admit, you're always poti, even if Edom come later. Kedetanya, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, Shmuel Amloch, who mi boil el ganaf atzmoi. This pasuk in Mimotzei Timotzei is not extra for Moedah B'Knas, but Adarabi, he learns it, this is the parasha of a ganaf himself that he has to pay kefil. And Kedetanya de Vechizkiya, that we had the sugi before, and that's some of Gimel Mabez. One man the Yama learned both psukim were talking about Torah and Tanis Ganif. So the question was, how do we know the Yisrael, even a regular Ganif, has to pay kefil? So that was the Vechizki learns it out from this posik in Imotzei Timotzei, which is talking about a regular Ganif. So the posik is not extra for Moida the Knas, but the posik is for the goof of the Locha, a Ganif has to pay kefil. So kids, that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if we have this posik extra, in Mimotzei Timotzei, for Moida the Knas, Rav says it's for that, and Shmuel says no, for something else, for the din of a Ganif. Eisvei Rav Lushmuel. Now Rav has the kasha to Shmuel. Says Alocha, Ruah Edim Shemamash Moshim. Who boyim? If someone, let's say, was a ganef, and he sees now that Edim are about to come to Bezdin to tell that he was a ganef, and if Edim would come to Bezdin, he's going to have to pay kanas. He'll have to pay that kefil. So then the ganef should be smart. You know what the ganef should do? The Yomer, and he said, Ganafti. So he was a smart ganef, and he figured right away, let me go run in, and I'll admit that I stole. So now Bezdin Kiri Machayev Mi Kefil. I'll only have to pay the Karen, not Kefil. So he says, V'yomer Ganafti, Avoloi Tefachti, V'loi Machati. I admit that I made the Maisa Geneva. That's all he should say. And then, but he doesn't admit that he made a Tzvichon Mechira. And then to aid them walk in and say, this person was a Ganif, and he also made a Tzvichon Mechira. So the locker is, Einer Mishalim Ala Karen. He only has to pay Karen, that's all. Because since he was murdered to the Kefil, he's Potter. So even though he says that he did not make the Tzvichon, and later Edom said he didn't make the Tzvicha, still the Edom cannot be mechayzim to pay the extra gimel. Because that's the klal, you only pay gimel in an extra, like, three more to make it into hay, if you have to pay kefil. But any time you're potter from paying kefil, you don't have to pay the dal of the hay. So yes, since the ganef was first moida, that he was a ganef, he's potter and he's free from paying kanaf, from paying kefil. If so, he doesn't have to pay dal of the hay. So this would be a smart ganef then. If the ganef really made a ganef and a Tzvicha mechira, and he sees that Edom are coming, he's going to be caught red-handed. He'll have to pay Dal Vey. So if the guy is smart, he should come to Bezdin and admit that he made the Tzvich, he made the Geneva. But call for him to Raya, to Rav, that Moedah B'Knas, even though Edom come later, still Yepata. So Shmuel says back, no. Or Malay, Hocha B'Mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, Kegoyin, Shechozru Edom, Liacha Rehem, that the Bezdin went back, the Edom did not come into Bezdin. That's what we're talking about over here. That's why he's potter. Derech Nami, if Edom would have really come to Bezdin, then Shmuel holds to be chayif. For the Gemara of Amidik, Tony Sefer, since the Sefer says, Reb Lez, the Reb Shimon Oimel, Yavayu Edom, V'yidu, that let Edom come into Bezdin now and say Edis, Mechlal HaTanakama Sovar, Lo Yom Alei, that we don't tell him this. So, Mashmah HaTanakama holds, that no, we don't tell the Edom to come in. Mashmi, even if the Edom would come, it would not help you. No, that's what the Blessed of Shimon is saying. That tell the Edom to come in, that means even though he was a Moed of the Knas, but let Edom come now. If Edom will come, he'll be Chayiv. So Marzmi Medayik, Mashmi, Tanakama doesn't hold from this Svara. Tanakama says we don't tell the Edom to come. Mashmi, because even if the Edom would come, it would not help. Because it's like Rav, Moed of the Knas is Potter. So Marz says good. But Shmuel Lav Iker Reb Lezer Reb Shimon the Kli Kavosi. Okay, it's a Machlekes Sanoyim. But Kopanim Shmuel has Reb Shimon Reb Lezer Reb Shimon that holds like him. Therefore, not the Yami Shmuel says I say Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. I hold like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Therefore, if you do have Edom on the case, so let the Edom come to Bezdin, and then Bezdin will be mechayiv to pay money because of the Edom. Before Edom come, you're potter because you might be knas. But once Edom come, then you'll be chayiv. Targum says. Lishmul according to Shmuel Shita Vadi Tanoi. For sure it's a machlokes Tanoim. But Tanakam is mashma like we don't tell the Edom to come. Mashma won't make a difference if the Edom come or not. So the Tanakam holds for sure that Moedah B'Knas Yachakach B'Edom is Takapoto. That's not like Shmuel. But Larav Milema Tanoi. According to Rav, do we have to say it's a machlokes Tanoim or not? Omolok Rav. Rav will say back no. According to me, I can say there's no machlokes Tanoim here. Ano di Yam Yafilu Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. I hold even like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. I say if Edom come later, you still potter. So what is Reb Lezer Reb Shimon saying? Tell the Edom to come in later. What are they going to help? Once he was moedah the kanas first, he's potter. So Mar says like this. Ad kan lo kam Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Hosom el mishum the komoidi machmes bisusa the edim. Rav Elazar only argues over there the case there was this ganef. This ganef maybe by himself wouldn't have been moedah that he made the ganeva. It's only because he saw edim coming into Bezdin, so he got scared. So he figured to himself, what am I going to wait for edim to come? And they'll be mechayiv me. Let me go and be moedah right now. So it's not called the real hoidah. He only did it because he was afraid of the edim. So that's Reb Lezer's Reb Shimon Svara. That's not called a good haidah. But in the case where the ganef makes a complete haidah all by himself, nobody helps him along, it's not because he's scared of the edim, and then it could be through the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Maida, maybe even Reb Lezer Shimon also agree to Rav Svara, to, like Rav, that Maida the Knas, a real good Maida the Knas, Yepotel Yelam, even if edim will come later, still Yepotel. Therefore, it could be Rav would say he goes according to everybody. Omar Rav Hanuna, Mistavra Milsa the Rav, I'll bring you, it's a Svara. When does Rav say his halacha? It's a Svara that says like this. When did Rav say his halacha? The Yoimah, when the Ganef says, Gonafti. The Ganef says, I made a Kaneva. Therefore, he's Mechayiv himself, I call upon him to pay Karen. But what does Haidor help? His Haidor helps that he's parted from Kefil and from Dal Vahay. That's called a good Haidor. A haidah where you would admit that you have to pay something, that's called the real haidah. Because you really mean it, it means something. That's called a good haidah because you are mechayiv yourself in Karen. But let's say the person comes to Bezdin first and says, you know, Bezdin loy ganafti. I did not steal at all. I did not make a gneiva at all. And later, Edim come and says, yes, you made a geneva. Now, and now the ganav says, you should know, now that you said I made a geneva, you caught me red-handed, now I'm going to admit already that I made a tficha mechira. In such a case, and then another two edim come and says, you made a tficha mechira, the lachar is chayiv. In such a case, that's called the moed of the knas, that's called the case that you chayiv. Sharei Potter Rafsim Neklum. He is not called the good Haidor because he parted himself from everything. That's what Rav Hamnuna wants to say. In other words, when you first came to admit, when you said the what? You said first Loi Ganavti. And now Edim said you made a Geneva. So you chayef to pay Kefil. Now you come and you admit that you made a Tficha Mechira. By you admitting that you made a tzvicha mechiri, you're parting yourself from everything. You're not being mechayiv yourself anything. That's not called a good haidah. Then if Edom would come and say, yes, you made a tzvicha mechira, then you would be chayiv. Sherei poter atzma miklum. Your haidah now, that you made a tzvicha mechira, doesn't mean anything. Because the maisa, you're not admitting. In other words, haidah has to mean that you admit that you're chayiv something. You're only freeing yourself from the kefil. But if your haidah is haidah completely, that you're potter, that's not called a good haidah. So here, well, we found out that you were a ganef. Now the question is, did you make a tzficha mechira? So if you admit that you made a tzficha mechira, this haidah is not being mechayiv you anything. So in such a case, if Edom come later and say, yes, we saw you make the tzficha, the mechira, you would have to pay dal vehei. Omar Rava, Rava said, Omar Rava, lesabi devei Rav, Toho the Rav Gamliel, point the Rav from the Klumheve. No, I'll bring you proof not like this. The case before Rav Gamliel, that he said that he knocked out the eye of his Eved, he meant to free himself completely. And they asked this question before, and they didn't answer this. The only answer was that the Hodor was Shleib of Nebezdin. But Mashm, if that Hodor would have been in front of Bezdin, if Rav Gamliel would have admitted in front of Bezdin that he knocked out the eye of his Eved, then if Edom will come later, it won't help, it'll still be potter. The question is why? When he admitted that he knocked out the eye of the Eved, he's being made like he's potter from everything. He's not being a chai of anything. So that should not be called a good haidah. So who you see, such haidah is also called. You don't have to admit to say that you're chai of something and free yourself from something. It's enough that you're freeing yourself completely. So that's how the argument of Rav Hamnuna. Itmanam also learned like this. Omer Rebbe Chia Baraba. Omer Reb Yechanan, Gonafti. If somebody admits that he made a Geneva, please. And then Edom comes and says he made a Geneva, Potter. So Vadi's potter from paying kefil. Shirei chayiv at for the keren, because first he admitted that he made the geneva, so he's chayiv himself to pay keren. That's called a good hoidor. Then he's potter from paying the kefil. Avul omav. But let's say the ganav first says loy ganav, no loy ganav. I did not steal. Oh boy, edim shagonav. Then edim comes and says, yes, you did make a geneva. So the edim now be mechayiv to pay kefil. He has to pay keren and kefil. Now. Now the Ganav himself says further, you should know I made a Tzvicha Mechira. So he admits that he did it. But he's potter now, because Moedim Knas is potter. But Obo Edim, now Edim come, Shetofach Umochar, Chayiv, and such a Gestak is Chayiv. Sherei potter Ratzim Miklum. Here we do have a good Raya back to Rav Hamnuna. Here's a Raya to Rav Hamnuna. That in such a case where when his Oidor is freeing him completely, Sherei potter Ratzim of Miklum, he's not been mechayiv himself anything. That's not called a good haidor. So it's a right to Rav Hamnuna. I before we ask the kasha from Gamliel, the right in. Omer Rav Ashi, Rashi says, "Mas nisim the brayse namideka." I have a proof from a mishnah from a brayse like this also. Mas nisim, where's the mishnah? Now we learn like this. Gonaf al pishnayim. You made a geneva and two eidim saw it. V'tov achumocher al pi eidechad. Then you made a tficha mechira. Only one eid saw you do it. So you put it from the alvehe, one eidecha can't be mechayiv you. Or you alpiyatzim, or else if you yourself, the ganef admitted that he made it tzvicha, he's potter. So it says the Mishnah Misham Tashlumi Kefil, but if he ain't Misham Tashlumi above the Chamisha, he's potter from paying back to the alvehe. Because on that, it's only his oidor, he's potter. But the Kefil is chayiv, because there were eidim that he made a geneva. Now, lo mali de toni goneva pishnayim, what do you have to say the case that he made a geneva pishnayim? Listen, what do you say better? Gona fetofra mochra piedechod. Why do you say the whole case is like this? That he made the geneva in a tzvicha piedechod. Oy apiyatzim, else he himself admits it. Is ain't a mishalim ele keren, that I only have to pay keren. How come it has to say the case that the geneva was with two eidim? Only the tzvicha was with one eid. What's the